happy marriage and a happy life together. But before I give a toast, I have a quick story about how I met Trent. And I met him in kindergarten, and as a 6-year-old boy, I'm very analytical, pattern-oriented child. And I noticed on Mrs. Nelson's class, we have like 23 students or so, on an easel, there's photos of all the kids in the class with the names next to them. And I'm over here like, well, who's the first one on this list? Well, Trenton Abbott, A-B, B-B-O-T, T-T. And I was like, I'm going to be friends with Trent. And so one day we were doing some sort of craft with some construction paper. And I asked Trent, hey, can I have your phone number? Well, Trent's very, you know, he's introverted. And he did not look up this entire time I'm chatting with him. And he eventually obliged and wrote down his phone number, but he only gave 7 digits. And me being very particular, I was like, wait a minute, this is not right. There's something, you're missing 3. And he said, what? Yeah, you're missing 3 digits, because it has to be 10 digits. And eventually he got me the phone number, and look where we are 23 years later. So. Again, I would like to thank everybody for showing up and wish you two the happiest marriage. Cheers.
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 Oh gosh. I'm too short to use it on the stand. Okay, so since we were kids, Rachel, my sister, has been one of the smartest people that I know. That is, at least until Trenton came with a picture. But in all seriousness, I truly never thought I would meet someone who lived up to the standards that I have met for my sister. And I can say with confidence that Trenton has surpassed those expectations. Thank you for complimenting every aspect of the beautiful woman that my sister is, and for being an equally amazing man. You guys are truly each other's other half, and it has been such a blessing to watch you guys grow together. Here's to a wonderful couple and all the happiness in their future.
Did you hear me?
It was now what?
Yeah.